Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor of that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason, and my dog.
Your dog is there, about to make trouble. Then in the end didn't make trouble because she knows.
She knows.
Yeah.
She bloody knows.
Now, before we started this, you were setting up all the equipment.
Yeah.
And you just went, ugh. And I'm like, oh, is there something wrong with the equipment? Did you delete something important or whatever? And I'm like, what's going on there? And you were like, oh, I just thought of somebody who hugged me this week and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
That's troubling.
It was a guy I don't really know that well.
Uh-huh.
And he came up behind me.
Oh, and the surprise
hug. Doubled the hands over. And it just made me, you know, when, like,
he linked the hands in front.
He linked the hands and it was like, how you doing? But he's like on me, like right, like on my face,
like
and like on me.
Like an angry backpack.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
So yeah, and you know when every part of your body just like
clenches
up.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, that was great.
So you've just been having flashbacks to that.
Pretty much, exactly.
Huh.
I just got this tweet that I wanted to mention. This is from Warren, at Cool Warren.
Oh, yes.
And he tweeted us this. And you, actually.
Oh.
Sean Connery single-handedly... Oh, this is from Google Facts.
Oh, yes.
Sean Connery single-handedly beat 4 men in a nightclub while Michael Caine held his coat.
Great. Did he think that those 4 men were his wife? Controversial. He's probably a really bad guy. Let's not.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Mm. I hope that would have been back in the day, but imagine if it was modern. That sums up both their kind of personalities, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Michael Caine, gentlemanly. Sean Connery, thug.
Thug, exactly. Probably a bad guy. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Straight into the news. You're a fan of Cowboy Ninja Viking, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah. I haven't read it in a while, but
Well, it's Chris Pratt has seemingly confirmed his involvement in the movie adaptation.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
I should read that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a secret agent, isn't he, that it's got multiple personalities?
Yeah, he's part of a group of people all who have inexplicably useful alternate personalities. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how is a cowboy better than a ninja?
I mean, guns.
Fight guns. Yeah. Yeah, good point.
I guess a ninja could... See, a modern-day ninja can use guns.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. How is a Viking... What is a Viking...
He's got rage.
Yeah.
So does he... A berserker rage in a hat with horns on it.
Okay, good point. Does he... He doesn't obviously physically change, but in the comic, do they alter the art style when he changes personalities?
A little bit. You see sort of the aspect around him.
Okay,
bit,
cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like... Do you ever read Five Ghosts? I've talked about it before.
No, I haven't.
Really, that's really cool.
It's a little bit like Brave Star.
Don't know that.
Never mind. It's a cartoon.
Okay.
He got animal powers or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Roy Scheider or Rob Schneider's The Animal?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I'm thinking of the Phantom in Defenders of the Earth. When he gained the powers of 10 tigers, you see the 10 tigers.
I remember.
Yeah, okay,
which
good.
Is never a power that he's had.
No, never.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Defenders of the Earth theme song here.
Defenders of the Earth! Defenders! Out of the sky, his rockets ignite! Jets into battle, flying faster than light!
Flash Gordon!
Lord of the jungle, the hero who stalks! The beasts call him brother, the goes to war!
Defenders of the Earth!
Defenders!
Good.
I love that theme song.
It's
Stan
good.
Lee wrote that. We've talked about that.
Yes, we have.
That's pretty good. Howard the Duck!
Oh, yes.
For the first time in 7 years, he's getting his own comic.
We were
again.
Tweeting about this as well.
Boy,
yeah.
Were we.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be written by Chip Zdarsky.
Oh, yeah, I like Chip Zdarsky.
He does
Sex Criminals.
Sex Criminals, which is really good. That seems right up his alley then, doesn't it? Because Howard the Duck is kind of this perverse kind of, but weirdly mundane kind of...
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very down-to-earth character insofar as he keeps traveling through time and space and dimensions, and he's a duck.
But he's not happy about it.
He was a mouse in the last Howard the Duck Max,
yeah,
Marvel Max series. He spent most of it as a mouse.
Okay.
I don't know why.
With the duck bill?
No, just a mouse.
Just a regular, yeah. Like a human-sized mouse or a mouse?
Oh, like a human, like a Mickey Mouse-sized mouse.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Brendan McGee actually sent us that.
Oh, yeah. That link to absolutely. Well, yeah. Actually, I got this.
Not the real Howard the Duck. Correct. It isn't the real Howard the Duck.
I've got, yeah, I think he sent us an email as well. Should we let people know, people at Marvel know that they've got the wrong duck? Or should we just keep it as an ambiguous secret from them and send them helpful innuendo or tweets? Or Mason may like this one. We write in the streets or a lake, considering this story is about a duck.
Correct.
Yeah. Any of those?
All of those things. I
correct.
Think. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I wonder if they'll address that.
I don't. Good question.
I think for those who don't know, for new listeners to this podcast, there's a the Howard the Duck you see in the Howard the Duck comic books isn't the real Howard the Duck, thanks to a weird meta switcheroo that happened. Yeah. We've got a video on
that. We did a video. If you look up, what is it? Do we need a Howard the Duck movie or something? Yeah. On my YouTube channel, it's there. But so basically, the real Howard the Duck isn't Howard the Duck, basically.
Correct.
He's in the Image universe. But hey, whatever. Excited to see how, because I know you're a Howard the Duck fan.
I'd like to see a return to Howard the Duck, yeah.
This could mean that maybe at some point
we'll see Howard the Duck.
Fake Howard the Duck,
Howard the Duck.
That we might see him again in the Marvel Universe? They're testing the waters?
I guess so, yeah.
Maybe. Not anytime soon, but anyway. Great.
Great stuff.
That movie really hurt that character.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, it really did, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Tom Cruise, famous actor.
Yes.
He's going to be, is in the upcoming Top Gun 2.
Yes. Famously gets his motorcycle wrangled.
Yes,
so he doesn't have to turn it around in a parking lot.
Look,
anyway.
If I had that money, I'd do it though.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Said he's being sought for the Highlander reboot.
Oh, yeah. We didn't really talk about Chris Pratt doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you cowboy think he's going to be the main character?
I think so.
Surely he's...
Like the cowboy or something.
No, I mean, surely he's... The ninja. Like he wants to be Star-Lord, like...
Yeah, no, he tweeted and said, you know, and basically alluded to, it was reported on, I think, Collider.
Huh.
And he was like, maybe.
I guess so. Like, people say, you know, X actor will be some actor will be an FBI agent and a cop in different movies. So yeah. I guess it's, but I don't know. I kind of feel like if you have one, if your comic book character is iconic enough in a movie, you should probably stick to that character for a while. I think Star-Lord is kind of.
Fair point.
People are enjoying that character. Maybe stick to that for a while.
Are you saying that Viggo Mortensen made a mistake starring in both Lord of the Rings and Hidalgo?
I think, yes, both of those things, yes. Yes.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, people double up, though. Halle Berry's doubled up.
Correct.
Who else has doubled up? Ryan Reynolds has doubled up. Yep. Not well. No. These aren't good examples, are
Not
they?
Not at all, no.
Who's done two good comic book characters, then? But I guess like Ian McKellen's Magneto and Lord of the Rings. I know they're not.
He is Lord of the Rings.
Correct. He is Lord of the Rings.
Hugh Jackman is both Wolverine and whatever the name of his character was in The Fountain. Darren Aronofsky's The Fountain.
He was.
Yeah.
Which I think was a graphic novel.
He was The Fountain. Yeah.
That was a graphic novel, wasn't it?
Okay. Apparently, The Fountain was going to be a film with Brad Pitt and maybe Angelina Jolie, some other big name.
Yeah.
And then. They couldn't do it for whatever reason.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Correct. That was it. And all the producers backed out.
Yeah.
And so they were like, well, we've got this script. We may as well make a graphic.
We've got Darren Aaron on board.
Yeah, we got old Darren Aaron.
He's got his little scarves nice and pressed, ready to go.
And then we'll make a graphic novel about it. And then that got some more interest. And then they got Hugh Jackman and Rachel Weisz involved.
Cool. Hmm. And by all accounts, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
I watched it on a plane.
Oh, great.
Yeah. He exploded into flowers at the end. Spoiler alert. One of his versions. It's about time travel or something. Or different lives.
Or reincarnation.
I should watch that again.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Anyway, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yes.
Star of Top Gun 2.
Yes.
Soon to be. He's...
Wait a second, really?
Yeah, being sought for the Highlander reboot, which originally was going to have Ryan Reynolds.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, they're doing Top Gun 2. Yeah, that's for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last week, there was not a lot of news. There's a lot of revelation.
That's been a while. In the making Top Gun 2. It's been...
People have been saying, I would like to see Top Gun 2.
People have just been saying,
I want to see another shirtless volleyball scene. That's pretty much what people want.
Do you like Top Gun?
I've not seen it all the way through.
Yeah.
Here's a list of movies I haven't seen all the way through. Top Gun. Labyrinth. The Dark Crystal. Neither of those. It's too late for me.
It is.
Everybody who wants me to see those.
I watched The Labyrinth and I was like, I can understand, like recently, I was like, I understand why people liked this, but I don't like this.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I would have... It's amazing. Mm. Yeah.
Those are the three films I haven't seen all the way through.
And we'll
every
never.
Other scene, every other movie I've seen all the way through. Not true.
Not true. But anyway, his role, Tom Cruise's role in the Highlander reboot, won't be Connor McLeod, but more along the line of Sean Connery's character.
Sure.
What was his? He was an Egyptian guy who was also Spanish,
mm.
and he was a Highlander also.
Yeah. Ramirez.
Ramirez, that's right. But he had like a longer name.
Yeah.
I can't remember what. I like Highlander. Mm. I'd like to see a reboot because that series isn't very good, is it?
Look.
Except for the first one. And didn't you say the fifth one?
Hang
fifth
on, let me work this out. Okay. First one's good. But again, for a movie primarily concerning sword fighting, there's not very good sword fighting in it. Two is bad. Three is bad, but it's got some awesome sword 90s fighting. Morphing in it.
Oh, good.
Do you want to see a man morph into a hawk in the way that things morphed in the 90s?
Hey!
Pretty good.
Sorry, my dog just bumped my microphone.
Okay, let me think now. Okay, four is good, Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
It teams up the...
With the TV show
Yeah,
guy.
TV McLeod.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, yeah. I think. People.
TV, I don't care.
Yeah, and the sword fighting in it is good, and the martial arts are good in that.
How do they explain why Christopher Lambert looks really old? Well, they just don't.
Probably drugs. And then five is terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So watch one and four and three for the morphing.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, great.
Just go on YouTube and look up Highlander 3 morphing, maybe, and there'll be a highlights package.
Great. All right.
Also, Sean Connery beats his wife. I cannot stress that enough. I'm not making a joke.
No, look it up. It's in a Playboy interview, and his wife also admitted to it in a separate interview.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, please.
Australia says no. Anyway. We say no. Anyway,
we do.
Continue.
Official stance of this podcast.
We're against that.
Yes. Ridley Scott, who's making Prometheus 2.
Yep.
He says that expect a fresher form of alien in the third act of Prometheus.
What does he mean by fresher?
Like...
Backwards baseball cap.
Yeah. Crisp brim.
Yeah.
Straight as you like.
So, yeah, so crisp.
Straight as you can.
Still
get
got
it.
That little hologram sticker on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When can bent brim hats
Dice in
come
the
back? when can... bent brim hats come back. That's when I'll start wearing a hat again.
I like a bent
brim
hat. I'm
not wearing a straight brim hat.
You know, you can bend your own. Like, you bend
yourself.
But
it's not cool to wear them.
Oh.
And I'm not wearing a straight brim hat because, quite honestly, they look fucking ridiculous.
It's true.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just... Anyway. I want a hat with a flap at the back as well.
Oh, sure. For those harsh Australian summers.
That's it.
Don't want your neck sunburnt. Where are we going with this?
Fresh.
Oh, a fresher take. What does he mean by fresh? Does he elaborate at all?
No.
That sounds like nonsense.
Yeah, well, he said, look, it was like the alien that we got at the end of Prometheus was close to the alien, but he said, but it wasn't. This will be a fresher take. So it'll be another alien. Maybe it'll be even closer.
Oh, yes.
So
closer.
I guess people are looking forward to this.
I guess people just... I feel fans of Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
There are no fans of Alien 3 or the last one.
There are some good bits in Alien 3, except for the green screen puppet alien.
Okay, fine. I think the fans just want to see that bridge. Like, they want to see that bridge completed.
Yeah, go,
they want to
thank
see, oh,
you.
There we go. There's the alien.
Yeah.
Link's been made. We're done.
I don't understand why there's so many similarities between Prometheus
and Interstellar.
And Interstellar and Alien, but that don't tie in. Like, the fact that the world looks so similar to LV... Whatever
426.
It is. 426. Why not just make it a completely different world? Because that's confusing.
Yeah.
I know they're different worlds, obviously, but like, why not do something completely different?
Hmm.
Why have like all these exact familiar elements, but it being completely different place and seemingly irrelevant, the entire thing, just to the alien mythos? Because that movie doesn't seem to even lead into Alien at all. If it takes place in a completely different place...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tie in.
Well, see, this is what Prometheus 2 is about. Like, this is an arc. This is an arc we're getting.
Boy, is it. It's,
Prometheus 2 is definitely going to answer all our questions and not be kind of boring and frustrating and nonsensical.
And people make excuses for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks good, though.
Yeah, great.
All right. Apparently, Martin Campbell, who directed one of the best James Bond movies, Casino Royale.
Yes.
Oh, and GoldenEye. And also... Green Lantern.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's disappointing.
That's the last movie he's actually directed.
I'm sure I knew that, but I'm like, oh, no. I
don't know. I don't really think that's common knowledge.
Mm.
But anyway, he's wanted for G.I. Joe 3, apparently.
I thought you were going to say wanted for murder.
He is. He's wanted for murdering a franchise. I think they should get him back for James Bond, though. I think he should have done the next James Bond instead of Sam Mendes. I like Skyfall, But I don't think they should have waited an extra year to wait for Sam Mendes to get his shit together.
Mm.
Swap Mendes out, get someone else in.
Martin Campbell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. What do you think of that, G.I. Joe 3? The correct answer is who cares?
Yeah, but look, I haven't watched the other two.
Yeah. I actually didn't mind the first one.
Uh-huh.
It's not good, but I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
The second one is not good. But there's one scene in particular where there's ninjas fighting on a mountain and they're swinging about.
Uh-huh.
And that 5-minute scene is amazing.
Huh.
And it's like it's from a different movie. And then it just goes back to whatever. And then at the end, they're like, you did it. I've talked about this.
Yeah.
At the end, basically, London gets like melted.
Uh-huh.
Like it gets hit with a laser or something from space and it rises and crashes into the ocean. There's nothing left.
Right.
And then at the end, all the G.I. Joes get a medal and they're like, you did it.
Like, yep.
I don't know. Like it just... I'm just saying. Yeah. It's not good.
Well, they would have gotten a bigger medal had they saved London.
Sure. Okay.
But they didn't. And look, take... Second prize is still winning.
Yeah,
in many
you're
ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. So, G.I. Joe 3.
How's he gonna... Because I feel like he's not good. Based on what I've just learned now, he is not good. He's good with like kind of ground level...
Yeah.
Kind of spy stuff.
Sure.
Spy action, you know.
Spaction.
Spaction. He'll have Bond drive a bulldozer into a wall or whatever.
Yeah.
Or bulldoze himself through a wall. That's cruel. But if you give him anything kind of more stylized, you give him a Green Lantern.
Yeah.
He's going to mess that up. Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? G.I. Joe's somewhere in the middle.
I think it's somewhere in the middle, but definitely G.I. Joe 2, except for the laser.
Yeah.
And the face changing, and a bunch of other stuff.
Is it more realistic?
It's more realistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Not by much.
So because I feel like if he goes to like more realistic action, do you think he's going to disappoint fans? Of G.I. Joe, and I've done the air quotes when
yes.
I said fans.
Yeah, sure, probably. But I think, no, you know what? If anyone's going to fix it, it'd be him or
okay,
someone
cool.
like him.
All right, no.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on board.
Yeah. But I think they've been trying to kind of reinvigorate G.I. Joe every time.
Yes.
Like the first one was kind of like a fun kind of campy kind of uh-huh. thing. Second one was more grounded sort of
uh-huh.
and not as good.
Right.
And then this one, I think they're trying to take it in another direction. Just to... I think you know the way that Fast and the Furious didn't find its stride till like the fifth movie?
Right, okay.
This is what's happening here.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think, yeah.
They're investing a lot of money in, hey, maybe this will be a good film
maybe
franchise at
some
point. Maybe
the fifth one will be
maybe
good.
Maybe the fifth one will be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the fifth one will just be like G.I. Joe 5, it's the Fast and the Furious now. It's a spin-off.
The Rock's in it.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, also, that this isn't in the news. I didn't write it down. But they're talking about they could probably get another 3 films out of the Fast and Furious.
So that'd be 10?
Yeah, I guess so. Huh. That's, yeah, sure.
I should watch one of those at some point.
You should watch 5 and 6.
I've heard 5 and 6.
Don't watch any of the other
okay,
ones.
Okay, good.
I remember when that came out, like the first two, I'm like, why do people like these? These aren't good.
So why are 5 and 6 better?
They're just ridiculous.
Okay,
but
good.
In the best way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I see in the trailer for 7, they're just grappling, hooking trucks
yeah.
and just flipping them and
yeah,
fighting with tanks and whatever.
Exactly.
And everybody was dead, but now they're all alive again. So yeah, I understand. Except for Paul Walker.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's why people are like, should they kill the franchise?
Right.
But I don't think you necessarily have to.
No.
Yeah, especially because it makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they say one day that it'll be the next G.I. Joe eventually.
It'll
come
good.
Around.
Oh.
So, all right. This isn't news, but I put it in. Chris.
Oh, which Chris is it going to be, though?
Chris
Hemsworth, Evans?
Hemsworth has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Okay, good.
It's if you've seen the cover, it's very 90s. If you look at like any of the covers from the 90s with Brad Pitt or whatever, it looks... I'll show you a picture.
Please.
It looks like they have a... He's got like 90s hair.
Yeah, totally.
Hang on.
The 90s are back, man.
I hope so. No, I don't. That's... Yeah, check this out.
Okay, I'm ready.
How 90s is that?
Oh, that's so 90s.
Yeah.
He does, but traditionally he's got very 90s hair.
Yeah.
He's got those little beady bracelets. Yeah, good, good. He's kind of in a weird soft focus.
Yeah.
Love it. Who's he beating out there? He's beating out Idris Elba.
Idris Elba and Chris Pratt. It says plus 208 gorgeous guys. So
couldn't have just gone with 200. You don't believe their credibility if they just went with 200.
It's odd though, isn't it, how 90s that is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also it's odd that magazines
still exist. Yeah, it's weird, right?
Anyway, that's the news for this week.
Mm.
How did we pad that out more than the news last week?
I guess we don't. I was in the casino yesterday for reasons I don't want to
so
get
was
into.
I. What time?
Did we cross paths?
No.
Were we both doing a heist? Were we doing different heists?
What were you doing?
No, I've seen a movie. I've seen... Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. The thing we were...
The thing we're talking about, yeah.
And I went to a... There was like a concession stand, and it was like... Had a big marquee, and it was like... Snacks and drinks and magazines.
I saw that.
There's no magazine.
There's no magazine. And it says books as well.
Yeah, there's no books.
We're in the
same
place.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Though I was there at like 3 a.m.
I heisted a whole bunch of books and magazines. That's why.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Well, there you go.
We padded out that news.
Boy, did we.
What is happening? Do we run out of... Did this happen last year? Did we run out of news towards the end of the year?
I think... Well, I know TV shows stop and everything, and things kind of slow down about now. But I think there's going to be some sweet trailers going to drop.
I'm ready.
Jurassic Park and stuff's happening this week, so that's good. Jurassic World, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt, I think he made the top 208.
good for him.
I know, right?
Hang on, was there a separate ranking for buff Chris Pratt and fat Chris Pratt? I hope so. Because one's got a certain charm. Even
sure,
he's
certainly.
Fat, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I read a comment about Chris Pratt under the Cowboy Ninja Viking thing that was like, oh, I hope this doesn't oversaturate him because I really want Chris Pratt to succeed. And a whole lot of people are like, yeah, me too. I agree, whatever. I think people are 100% behind Chris Pratt just for everything.
Yeah,
do you
definitely.
Feel like that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Just seems like a nice
guy. He'd have to put a foot really wrong.
Yeah, he'd have to Sean Connery it.
Oh.
All right. I just want to say before we get into it, thank you to the people who've been Patreoning.
Absolutely.
It's been really
awesome.
We're
going to do a list.
Yeah, we are. But we haven't worked out how to get the order properly. And...
Because we're technologically literate.
Yeah, it's really weird how
it's,
much so.
It's weird that we could somehow activate a Patreon but not read a
not
list of donations.
People.
Yeah.
But basically, we really appreciate it. It keeps the show going, gives us a little bit of extra coin, allows us to do more of this, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. There's also a second video up at the moment. You know, we did the Justice League Task Force one.
No.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Just
take
my word for it.
Okay, good.
It's on my regular YouTube channel now, but there's a part two, which I think is about 7 or 8 minutes, which is our showdown to see who's the best at Justice League Task Force.
The answer might surprise you. It won't.
No.
Nah.
So, yeah.
In Justice League Task Force news, in attempting to, because we played it, For this
yes.
Game from the 90s.
Yes.
In order to get the taste out of my mouth, I went to the my local block, my local EB, and I bought Injustice, God's
yeah,
Honest, the modern day take on that, and I went to put it in, and my TV stopped working immediately. So I guess that's punishment.
Did it even switch on?
Yeah, and then immediately off again. And then immediately back on, and then immediately back off again. So tomorrow I'm going to have to buy a new TV. And then I'll let you know how it goes.
Just get a Vita, man.
Vita, stop. Stop talking about Vita. Nobody's buying a PlayStation Vita.
All right. CJ Sharp actually wrote in, though, and he suggested last year...
I was going to say, actually, people aren't going to buy it. Because have you seen the new Vita ad?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Thanks to everyone who donated and will continue to
yeah,
donate.
Yeah, any amount is fine.
All of you are the best.
Yes, correct.
It's weird ad. Like, can you play on both
the
sides
back,
of Vita.
Yeah.
There's like a weird ad. I think it's from... PlayStation Europe or whatever, and it's just like a disembodied woman's torso with boobs on both sides, and it's like you can enjoy this on both sides or whatever.
What?
It's super creepy. It's so creepy it might be fake, but I don't think it is. I think it's just weird and European. Anyway,
disembodied. What do you mean by that?
It's like it's got no head.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Legs?
No.
Just a torso.
Yeah.
Like a pillow with boobs on both sides.
Yeah.
Can you get them?
Maybe. Maybe in Europe.
Sure. Great. That back thing is ridiculous as well.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry.
It's got all sorts of tilt functionality and stuff, which I really don't like. But anyway. CJ Sharp, he suggested last year we did a Hunger Games / Doctor Who episode.
Uh-huh.
Which
That famous combination. Two great tastes that taste great together.
There's not a lot of crossover. Oh, actually, there probably is a lot of crossover there.
Fans-wise?
Yeah, definitely.
Or story-wise?
Not so much story.
No. Nah.
I think fans-wise, definitely.
Yeah.
So that will make this as well. The Doctor Who's mid-season finale has wrapped up.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to talk Hunger Games and Doctor Who.
Great.
But like I said last year, we'll do Hunger Games first because it's more popular and infinitely better.
Whoa. Whoa.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that to be true. But I think that's the order we did last year, so.
Okay, let's
I guess we'll
this.
Make this an annual thing.
Okay, great.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Hunger Games. Now, it's expected to make $128 million this weekend. Hunger Games, what is it called?
The Last
Mockingjay
One.
Mockingjay Part 1.
Yes.
The second last one. Mm-hmm. And they reckon it's going to make $128 million in the US, which is 22% below last year's and 17% below the first one.
Running out of juice, this one.
I don't know if it is. I just think there's not the urgency behind to see this one because it's the first part of the second part. The third part.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the finale.
No, it certainly isn't.
So, given that I don't know anything about the Hunger Games books.
Yes.
Is the third one really long?
Stand, that books magazine.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, it's not. It's not. They're all, if anything, actually. No, it's not behind you. No, it is. There, top shelf. Okay, there's the three of them up there.
Fantastic.
Do you see?
They're all about the same
size. They're about the same, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have a lot of books. I don't know why I have them.
Have you read them? Or
I have read them. Yeah. But look, it's next to Red Dwarf, so there okay, we go. Good. I've got some cred, right?
You've got some 90s cred.
And the Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake magazine.
That's really good. That is a high quality book. It's got the train cake in it.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's got the duck cake.
It's got the robot cake.
Correct.
All the good ones.
Anyway, it's not the longest book.
No.
So this, rather than breaking it up, because it's unlike the Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter was the longest one, right?
Massive. No, it wasn't the longest, but it was massive. Right. Yeah.
And so they've just done this because it's the trend.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Split it up to make the maximum amount of coin off this.
I feel the Harry Potter books, not that I didn't enjoy this, I enjoyed it, but I think the Harry Potter books did it much better. I think there are two very distinct kind of stories in the Harry Potter book.
Right.
Have you read it? Might be behind you.
Ah!
No, I don't think it is. But, and I think that
books
worked.
Books of nerds. I'm scared.
And I think that worked. So, but I don't think this worked as well.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you think it was spread out a little thin?
Yeah. Not that being said, Well, oh, by the way, we'll do spoilers, no spoilers. Okay. So no spoilers first.
Right. Now let's mix up the medicine. Sure. Let's do spoilers first. And then, no, that's okay.
Yeah. Right. What was I going to say? I can't even remember.
Length of the films.
Yeah, I wasn't bored by it.
Yeah.
Even though it felt padded at one point, or at a few points.
I think it was quite a lot of tension.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty much all slow build, I would say. Uh-huh. And there was like a smallish kind of finale. I was going to say. Yeah, but it's all political, basically, isn't it?
It's political and it's PR.
Yeah, exactly. Which every war kind of has to have now.
Yeah.
It reminded me of kind of the propagandary kind of World War II kind of, kind of stuff that was going on both sides.
And the stuff that's going on now.
Sure.
With every side.
Fox News?
I'm just going to look that up because I'm interested to know, because it's kind of got a good lesson for perhaps young people who read the books and watch this movie, which is kind of question what your government is telling you.
Yeah.
And kind of question, you know, all the propaganda that's shoved at you.
Sure.
And I'm interested to know who has produced this film.
Okay.
Like, is it a big... Lionsgate. Like, it's obviously it's a huge...
It's Lionsgate. I'm
pretty Lionsgate.
Sure.
Obviously, it's wrong, a huge... But... You know, no, it is Lionsgate. Mm. Obviously, it's a huge corporation, but I'm
But all these young adult novels and movies are about that. Even the ones I haven't seen, which is most of them. Like The Maze Runner's like, not everything's as it seems. The Giver, which is a fantastic book and apparently a real shitty movie, is that as well.
Okay.
It's basically a guy. Read the, if you haven't seen The Giver, read the book.
It's interesting that a you know, very large corporation is saying, don't trust very large organizations. Yeah. I think that's interesting.
Sure.
But I guess they're like, I guess it's kind of like, in this particular scenario, don't trust large government organizations in a dystopian future. But you can trust us.
We're fine.
Drink Sprite.
Also, you love Hunger Games and we're making them for you. So,
correct.
Yeah. Well, that's, I don't know. I mean, how much are you going to change that, really? Because the third book is pretty much that.
Oh, okay, right.
I don't think it's a great book. I've said that before. It's fine.
Right.
But I think the general consensus is that it's the first one is the best and the second two, not as
garbage.
Much. Garbage. No, I wouldn't say garbage, but... They're fine. Uh-huh. They're completely fine. But I think the movies actually do it better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second... No, sorry. I think the first book is better than the first movie, but the second movie is better than the book.
Okay.
And by all accounts, I think this set of movies is going to be better than the book.
Good.
But I think that's got a lot to do with the people in it as well. Because even though, you know, it's not the fastest paced movie, it's so well cast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That everybody, you know, it's great.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Once again. Yeah, it's Lionsgate. It's fine.
Okay,
it's
sure.
But I'm just going to say, like, if it was released through, like, Fox
or something,
I'd be like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But apparently with the Philip Seymour Hoffman scenes, he finished most of them. And the ones the scenes that he couldn't do, there was a couple, they just gave his lines to someone else. So none of that is CGI or anything.
Okay, right.
That's all him.
Yeah.
God, he's good, isn't he?
He's good. He's quite flippant. Like, that character.
Yeah.
I felt... There were some scenes where they're trying to build Katniss as this propaganda tool.
Yeah.
Like, especially early on.
Yeah.
Where they seem kind of, is it intended to be ridiculous and kind of...
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like, is it played for laughs, though? Or is it just...
In the book, probably not as much. You know what? A credit to Jennifer Lawrence, the character of Katniss is much more likable in the movies than she is in the books.
Oh, okay, right. I'd wondered about that, yeah.
She is very kind of... She doesn't like the PR stuff and the limelight and whatever. Uh-huh. And she's kind of aware that she's being used.
Right.
But I think Jennifer Lawrence kind of does that really
She's
really
good
well.
In this. She is. Very good.
You know what? That just goes to show what a great choice of casting in the first place.
Mm, yeah.
And that's the same, like, it's... Because, like, I feel like with the Twilight movies, which I've only seen the first one, Great Muppet Run, I've talked about
it. Yes.
I think there was probably a miscast with Kristen Stewart, because she's not very likable in that movie or in real life.
Sure.
By all accounts, I don't really know anything about it. But Jennifer Lawrence is, you know, seems to be everybody's
I think
board.
She pulls off a lot of lines in this that maybe...
We couldn't,
certainly. That, you know, a lesser actor... People would laugh in the cinema.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of... There's some emoting where...
Yeah.
Somebody else would maybe... You'd be like... Well,
that doesn't... Is it you're talking about that particular first... Not the first bit of propaganda. The first one they get that's good where they're filming it. You're talking about that scene in particular?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Because that very nearly goes over... You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that even in the book reading that is very kind of like, this is pretty heavy-handed.
Uh-huh.
But she sells that. Yeah. Definitely. Mm. What was I going to say? Julianne Moore?
Yes, good.
Good choice.
Yes.
Great wig.
Good wig.
Yeah.
could have gotten a Streep. Could have gotten a what's the other one? Glenn Streep. Close.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
A Streep or a Close. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
But she was good. Yeah,
she was.
I don't know. I she feels kind of like a placeholder character. I'm not invested. I'm not super invested in that character. Really.
I think she has an arc a little bit. Right, like right. At the end, kind of the way she presents herself to the crowd changes at the end. Do you notice that
yeah.
when she gives the speech? Uh-huh. And I think that will come. That will definitely come more into play in the second book. But I like seeing the differences between her and Snow, who's the president of all the bad guys,
sure.
or whatever. But I think that's an interesting kind of there. Well, no, they're not essentially the same person, but they've got a lot of similarities.
Uh-huh.
And I just find that really interesting, the way that they play that.
Sutherland as Snow.
Yes.
He's chewing a lot of scenery.
Isn't he?
I
feel like he's getting better.
At chewing scenery? Or
yeah. Being... Like, in the first one, he looks kind of dazed and he's not really in it that much.
Right, okay.
And his heart doesn't seem to be... But I feel with this one, I find him... He's very menacing. Like, when they're having that conversation.
Yeah.
I know he's chewing scenery. You didn't buy it?
If with this kind of movie, you know, he's a guy who's trying to maintain order in this world.
Yeah, he's not that smart.
Well, he's not that smart, but also he's very like cruel and almost cartoony as a villain. Like,
yeah.
Well, he's been directed that way.
Yeah.
But kind of like I don't necessarily buy, like, he's a guy who's trying to keep this world together.
Yeah.
I'd feel better about that character if he was more serious about, like, if he was more, like, believed in his cause.
Okay.
Like, he's like, these rebels are ruining everything.
Yeah.
I've got to stop it and maintain order in this world. But he's more like, I'm just going to kill these guys because it's fun to be mean.
Yeah, you're right. But I think a lot of that's the book as well, I think, Okay. But yeah, no, you're right. I would agree with that. Yeah. Mm. He's good in MASH, the movie.
Okay, good.
That's a good movie.
I had another Donald Sutherland thought, but I can't remember what it is.
Great beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like seeing all the old characters come back? Like your Phoenix?
Oh, that's what
whatever?
I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it's been a long time between drinks for this. I haven't really thought about the Hunger Games in a year.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. You don't get a lot of context right at the start of the film.
No.
If you've just come into this blind, you would have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Not literally blind, that would be weird.
But that would also apply, though.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But if you can't... Like, I had a hard time piecing together some of these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And their relationship... I mean, I remember Katniss and Hemsworth and Peter. I remember their kind of thing. But a lot of the other characters, I'm like, how do they relate to...
Who's the guy, exactly?
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm. That's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. I think... Mm.
But this is not a movie for casual...
No,
movie. This
it's
is
not.
For a fan. This is for fans of the Hunger Games.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been hanging out for this for a year.
I would say so. Yeah, okay. Sure. I mean, people like us, not as much. I enjoy them, but I don't really care.
But yeah, I mean, after I would say 15 minutes, and I've pieced it back together.
Yeah, yeah. So. Sure. I think there's even that opening scene where she's sitting there and she's muttering to herself and she says a name and kind of what she's been doing.
And
that happens in like the first 10 seconds.
That was simultaneously too much context and not enough context.
Yeah.
Because you don't really understand what she's doing there.
No.
You get a name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say about it that is not spoilery. It's not spoilers, yeah. There's only a few things that kind of spoil. But I guess if you are going to go out to see it, maybe skip forward a bit here. But I'd say, though, if you're a fan of it, you're obviously going to see it, or you have seen it.
Uh-huh.
If you're a casual kind of fan, I would say you could wait till you could download this or watch it back to back with the next one.
Right.
You could just wait a year and watch it back to back.
Actually, how did you feel?
From what was there, it was fine. There's not a lot of it.
This has gone in a different direction.
Absolutely. Yeah. Action-wise, the next one's going to be like balls to the wall, though.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Because of the book. You've read the book.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Because this is kind of... If you like the first two, because they were kind of battle royale kind of these survival horror kind of films, this is not that film.
No, it's not.
So if you're only on board because you're like, I like seeing young people kill each other in some sort of island environment where they're being chased by like robot mutant dogs or whatever and poison flowers.
If you like fog that kills you.
Yeah, if you like young people being torn apart by animals and environmental factors and axes or whatever... Then you won't like this one, because that is not what happens in this.
No, it's really not. I've actually got something I want to read later, which will tie into that.
Okay, good.
Which is quite interesting. But yeah, I guess rating before we spoiler it? I don't know.
I think you're right. If you're not Yeah, look, it's all prequel, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's all precursor to the last one.
Yeah,
I feel they when is the next one coming out?
Same time next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
this is a very much a placeholder. Like if they'd released the next one,
hang on,
in 3 months' time.
Yeah,
I think this would be an excellent precursor to that.
Okay, sure.
I can't recommend this one just as a standalone movie.
No, definitely not.
I think the performances are good. I think some of the action is pretty good. There's some tense scenes.
20th of November, 2015. Wow. So, yeah,
no, that's... It's no.
You're going to be confused going into that.
Yeah, I really am. What's that thing she's got? The big wooden stick with the string on it.
She's holding that little metal thing the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
I didn't know what that is either. I'm going to have to look that up. Nobody email in. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Or actually, one person email in. Just one.
Just the one, yeah. Yeah, okay. They get a prize.
Yes. Talk amongst yourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was I going to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of conflicted because I think the action, what there was good.
Mm.
I liked everybody involved.
Yeah.
Nothing really happens.
I feel like they look more expensive every time as well. Even though there wasn't a lot of big action set pieces in that, it feels more kind of... Like the first one it feels very kind of TV movie in parts.
Oh, right, okay,
I don't know if you remember. The second one, not as much. But I think even more so this one, kind of less CGI-ness and stuff. Okay. But I guess that's also to do with the environment that they're in. It's mostly set in a bunker.
Yeah, true.
So...
I'm going to say best movie ever because that surfer dude guy in it, that guy, he stopped wearing like his pucker shell necklaces or whatever.
Okay, sure.
And he stopped opening his shirt all the way down to his belly button.
Yeah, well, he didn't
so I'm going to say best movie
He didn't
ever.
Get People Magazine.
Yeah, exactly. Head,
so he just went,
why
fuck
even bother?
Why am
I
bothering?
Yeah, totally. All right, I'm going to say best movie ever.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
But don't. You can wait.
For the reasons I said in my YouTube review, if you've seen that, you don't need to rush out and see it. It's good, but again, like you said, no context. If you've got no context for it or you don't care, just wait until the other next one comes out and then kind of do a marathon maybe.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's spoil it up.
Okay, I'll spoil that thing that I said before. Katniss shoots one arrow in this whole movie.
Yes. Right?
to shoot down a plane?
She fires... Oh, no, you're right. Somebody fires a crossbow on that.
Yeah. And there's
then she's about to fire an arrow and he's like, maybe don't.
Don't fire the arrow inside the bunker.
Why would you want to do anything that the audience wants you to do.
Yeah, I thought maybe that you'd get like a training montage kind of thing.
Yeah, no training montage.
Which you get in the other Hunger Games movies. Mm, I thought maybe there'd be a bit of that, but...
She's been trained enough. She knows what's going on.
Yeah. I still don't like the weapon of choice being a bow and arrow. I mean, I know it's the world that they live in, but everybody should have guns.
Everybody should have guns. Also, there's very little point putting yellow and red tabs on the specialty arrows.
Because
you can't see them. They're behind your back.
Hawkeye's got that cool clicking thing.
Yeah, he's got a clicky thing.
Great.
He's probably got a monitor thing on his bow.
Yeah.
To figure that out.
Yeah.
See,
that's what he's doing. Yeah.
He's got, that's what's going on.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe they have different textures.
Sure.
So that makes sense. Red one feels dangerous.
It does, yeah. But, so I think, like you said, if you're looking for action, it's not. It's not here.
And there's a lot of tell, don't show. Especially that sequence where they're punkering down in the bunker.
Yeah.
They're doing a bunker hunker. There's a lot of them looking at a monitor going, we're being attacked by these bombers.
Yeah.
We're firing back with surface-to-air missiles. Don't say any of that.
Don't say any of it. But I think that's probably a conscious decision to add to the
claustrophobia
of it. Yeah.
Didn't like it.
You want to see them bombs?
I want to see them. Exactly. But I mean, it did feel... There's that moment where they're all in the bunker.
Yeah.
And it's being hit by bombs or whatever and... It's shaking and the lights keep flicking on and off.
Mm.
Like that felt for a kid's movie, that felt very much like he's kind of the uncertainty of war and here's this.
Yeah.
Like it feels claustrophobic and it feels terrifying, this kind of thing. But again, I would have liked to see some bombs.
See some bombs.
Bombs are sweet.
Yeah. Well, even when they flew into like the capital at the end, you don't see that city. It's all dark.
Yeah, true.
And even when they fly it, when all the power comes back on.
You don't see that at all.
You don't see that.
At all. You don't even see them leave the building.
No.
And I guess, obviously that's because they were intended to leave.
Yeah.
And, they've programmed one guy.
Yeah.
See, that's another case of Sutherland just being a mean guy for no reason.
Yeah.
And that's the case of the book, I assume.
It is, but, So there's a big kind of twist at the end. Again, we are spoiling this. Where Peter has been
brainwashed.
Or Peter, double E.
Yes.
P-E-T-A.
Uh-huh.
Brainwashed so that by using torture and tracker jacker venom, which is from previous movies, where he sees Katniss as the enemy and he tries to like choke her. Mm-hmm. That was like, I knew that was coming, and that was still pretty.
That was pretty intense. Yeah.
Like,
good work there. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice they kind of look like they CGI thinned him up a bit?
I did not notice that.
Look like that. I think they did.
Oh, yeah. Like Chris Evans. Right. Like he'd been starved or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Because he kind of gets thinner as well when you see him in the videos.
Oh.
What it's supposed to be, that first interview they show, I think they shot that right after he comes out of the Hunger Games. This is in the book.
Right.
And then they show one like a week later, but it's clearly from more recently because he looks terrible.
Right.
And so that,
Do you think they didn't, so you think they CGI thinned him?
Yeah,
you don't
absolutely.
Think they thinned him?
No, I don't think they thinned him. Yeah. I don't think so.
Are you saying that because you're like, this guy, if he stops working out, he becomes a fat guy, is what you're saying.
No, I just don't think it's a big enough role. I don't think that this is the kind of movie where people do that.
It's not Christian Bale.
It's not. Matt Damon did it once for a war movie, which I can't remember the name of, and he got very sick from
I heard about that, yeah.
And he still is sick from it.
Right. He has to take some sort of medication forever.
Yeah. So I just don't think it's worth
probably CGI then.
Yeah. But that bit where he just goes for
they probably
for
just
it.
Put blue panels down the sides of your body, green panels, and they green screen it out.
And on his cheekbones.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when he just goes for her.
Yep.
And when he's, and he just slams her.
Yeah.
Like, he throws aside like two guys. He's got that crazy man strength. Mm-hmm. And when he's got her around the neck and you see her eyes like, get bloody and clouded. Yeah, uh-huh. Like, that's intense.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Some good strangling. Mm-hmm. Reminded me of some Game of Thrones shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
And then when she comes out of it, she's got the neck brace on and her eyes are still bloodshot. Like,
they're bloody for the rest of the
film. She looks terrible.
Yeah.
And that's great. But in the book, she gets banged up a lot.
Oh, okay,
I think she's got scars and stuff. But they heal most of it, but yeah, she has a lot of injuries.
Huh.
I think she's got like a fake ear or something as well.
Oh, yeah.
Or an electronic eardrum or something. I can't remember.
Okay, right, yeah.
Or they fix it up or something.
Yeah, nice. But,
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say about
it. I thought that the action sequence, prior to them escaping... The escaping from that building that we don't see. I thought that was very tense as well.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it was.
Good work.
Yeah. You know what else was... I found that was a lot going on, because I'm trying to listen to the President Snow story about how he's got the blood in his mouth and whatever, while I'm trying to keep track of this action sequence, and it's cutting back between that and Katniss trying to reach out to President Snow.
Yeah.
And it's like all these things happening at once, and I just wanted to hear the President Snow story.
See, I thought that was very effective.
It was, but I just wanted to hear the Snow. Yeah. I'm like, can you just... I want to hear that first, then let's...
Right.
I guess it highlights how dangerous he is.
Yeah, and I thought that was very, very tension building in that I... Because before he goes on to tell this story, the director's like, okay, get going and don't stop talking.
Yeah.
I lived in constant fear for that 5 minutes that he just run out of stories.
And then...
Anyone want to hear a joke?
But actually, you know what else I find odd? Why they appear to live broadcast a lot of these things.
Uh-huh.
When they can clearly be like... And then when they're live broadcasting Peter.
Yeah.
And then Katniss interferes.
Right.
Or whatever. Or and he can see that for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, they've got a monitor.
Why wouldn't they pre-record? Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Mm. So that was quite
Maybe
odd.
He just had like an audio bug in his ear or whatever.
Sure.
And they could,
Even
ear
then.
Ear pierced.
His ears were pierced.
Correct.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
So all in all, we enjoyed it.
I guess so.
Enough. Yes. Okay, I've actually got something special, Mason.
Oh,
it's not that special.
Is it Jennifer Lawrence? She's great.
It's from
our J-Law.
It's from our the most popular newspaper in Melbourne, the Herald Sun.
Ugh.
Which is not a good newspaper.
It's garbage.
Also, why are newspapers still around?
Also, why are you reading it?
Well, you know, they're at work and whatever.
Oh, okay, right.
But anyway, I
work at the Herald Sun.
I do. I came
across just sitting around.
I came across this. There was a whole in the letters to the editor.
Oh yes.
There's about 15 or so letters about the Hunger Games.
Right.
I thought I'd read a few.
Because why would there be letters about any other issues in the world?
Exactly. I'm surprised this was a front page. But basically, the hot topic is: can kids stomach the new Hunger Games movie? The jury is out at Herald Sun. Okay, so here's one of them. It's a movie about people being locked in a cage and the last one standing wins. Couple that with an oppressive government and a civil uprising, how would this be a kids' movie anyways?
Ooh.
So that's not what this is about.
Right.
So that's ill-informed.
Correct.
For one.
Yeah.
Way
to not see the current one.
Yeah.
Just throw out your opinion there.
Do you think these are suitable for kids?
Yeah.
I think
they're
fine.
How young?
I don't know, like 10?
Yeah, I would have watched this when I was 10.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's fine, right?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Anyway, this one. Once you see something, this is from Angie. Once you see something, you can never unsee it. we need to desperately protect our children.
That's a good point. Because why would you want to explain anything to your children? You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This one, all caps. Hello! Exclamation mark.
Great.
If you read the book, maybe you would be surprised they made the movie. It's about kids killing kids. And yes, there will be scenes that are shocking.
These are all great.
This is from Frank. What's the difference? He's on board with the Hunger Games.
Oh, good.
So, but good his reasoning is fucking off.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay.
What's the difference between that and Game of Thrones? Now, you haven't seen Game of Thrones.
But I'm assuming a lot of things.
No kid should ever watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'm sure plenty of kids have read, watched those. Probably not. The books aren't that great. Yeah, I said it. Besides, we used to watch horror movies when we were young with plenty of blood and gore. So there is a lot of differences between those things.
Yes.
You can't just... They both have violence. Because Hunger Games, a lot of the violence is off screen.
Yeah.
A lot of them... There's not a lot of blood or anything. Uh-huh. Like, people get hit with machetes, but you don't see it.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
This is the last one from John. He says, Game of Thrones is violent. I don't know why people are making this comparison.
Why they... There's no competition. There's no comparison at all. I don't understand.
Game of Thrones is violent, but it's a fairy tale of sorts and looks historical enough, even though it's fiction. This Hunger Games thing is off. Really off. There's a lot of rape in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And incest.
Yes.
Yeah. What is this guy? It's a fairy tale that looks like it's old timey, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Because things that happened in the past are fine. All things that happened in the past are fine. It's fine.
Also, I mean...
Anything that might happen in the future is bad. So don't let your kids watch something that might happen in the future.
That's it.
Just tell your kids that everything in the future is going to be fine.
That's right. So those are pretty amazing. Yeah. I'm glad they exist.
Wow, can we do a letters from the Herald Sun every week?
If there's actually... My brother follows it. He shows
Wait, which
some,
brother?
The one that you like.
Okay, good.
It's called Herald Sun Halfwits on Twitter.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You probably follow it.
Yep.
And it's basically people write in and say dumb things and they post to it. So if you follow them on Twitter, you get some pretty funny
Great.
Stuff.
All right.
So yeah.
All right. Well, if we can find some pop cultural ones,
yeah.
I would like to hear what the Herald Sun readers think every week about the stuff that we like.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. On to Doctor Who though.
Oh yes.
It's been a big season for Doctor Who, Mason.
Okay.
There's been a new Doctor Who.
Correct. He's even more Whovian than before.
He is. Now, you've watched every episode of Doctor Who.
I have watched the first episode of this season.
Yes.
And the last episode of this season.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
I think you would have...
Have I missed anything?
There's some good episodes in between.
Okay, great.
But you could do that. Because you generally do that, though, don't you?
Yeah.
When there's a new Doctor
I'll
or whatever.
I'll watch the first couple. First one or two.
Yeah.
Maybe watch the first... No, I think I just watched the
and
first one.
And then you
one.
Bail.
Then I bail.
Yeah.
And then I see how the finale winds up.
Yeah. And yeah,
and I have a lot of questions.
Yes.
For you. Oh, I have a lot of logical threads that are still hanging, and I'm wondering how you can explain them logically.
Can we just sort of spoiler this or whatever? Because it's out.
An hour investment.
Yeah.
You can see it. I feel you can see it in your house.
Yeah.
Download it for nothing.
Yeah.
It's free on whatever, BBC iPlayer or iView or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. I got about five in and then I stopped.
Oh, yes.
Not through the kind of lack of interest, but it wasn't... I'm not a bigger fan of Doctor Who as I used to be. And that's nothing to do with the new Doctor Who, because I think he's pretty good.
He's a pretty great Doctor Who.
But what was I going to say? But I watched... I got five out. I watched five yesterday.
How has his personality evolved?
It's better. In the first one, I was like, I don't really understand what this guy is about.
He's a bit dithery.
Yeah.
What is he now?
He's... They kind of build the fact that he's kind of supposed to be a meaner Doctor Who than the other Doctor Whos.
Uh-huh.
And I would argue that, though he's more flippant about death, if someone dies, he's like, whatever, they're dead, let's move on.
Uh-huh.
But Doctor Who, I know he's not called Doctor Who, just so people, I want to make that clear. That's what we call him. Mm. He kills a lot of people. And the only difference is that this guy doesn't dwell on it.
Right, okay.
He just kind of moves on.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think the difference is.
Okay.
I think he pretends to care less than the others, but he still cares quite a bit.
Oh, I see, right.
So that's what I think the difference is. I don't think he's particularly mean. I think he's short with people.
Right.
But that's about it.
Do you think all these doctors essentially have the same personality?
Yeah, probably deep down. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess, because they do, I guess.
I mean, I guess that's the point is, at the core, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like the past Doctor Who's had much more divergent personalities. These guys are just kind of...
Yeah, because Matt Smith is very kind of Tennant. They're very similar. Uh-huh. Would you agree with that? Mm-hmm. No, I like all these the last three.
You like
or
all
four
the
doctors,
yeah,
they're
I
all
understand.
They're all fine. I like the guy with the salary.
Oh yeah, five.
Five, I don't know. I don't watch any of the old stuff, but yeah, there was definitely less kind of wackiness this season.
Okay,
still some wackiness. There's Robot of Sherwood, which is like a Robin Hood episode.
Yep. I heard that was quite good.
Yeah. But generally, I'd say it's a slightly darker tone than other ones.
How was the big bad arc this season?
It was okay. I think it was interesting, but spoiler alert: it turns out that the master is returned as a woman.
Yep.
Which I want to talk about later. Okay. But I think it was interesting in the way that they did that and how they were storing. Basically, when everybody died, they get put into like a hard drive.
Yes.
And then they can exist there, but then they're still tied. I like the idea as well. You might not have seen this because in the second last episode, they're in the hard drive, they're still tied to their bodies.
Right, okay.
So they feel everything their old body feels.
Uh-huh.
So if you get...
So if you throw it in a wood chipper, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if you get cremated,
you feel the burn.
Yeah, apparently the one thing that the three words that they kind of discover is echoing through time and space or whatever, dead people yelling...
Not the face!
Because they don't cremate me.
Huh.
So that's pretty interesting.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some good episodes. One called Time Heist, where they pull off a heist in the best bank of all time.
What did you tell me about that? I love heists.
There's also another, which was, I'd recommend that one. There's another one called Into the Dalek, where they have to do a heist.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Sort of. They get shrunk down and they go inside a Dalek and they go through it, which is pretty great.
Okay.
And there's another one which people love, but I don't love as much. It's called Kill the Moon.
Oh, yes.
And basically, at the end, the moon is breaking apart. And at the end, it works out that there's just a big bug in the moon.
Is this present day? Or is this
in
the future? Okay, that's
right. Oh, maybe slightly in the future. No, it's slightly in the future, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, the moon cracks and a big bug comes out.
Huh.
So, which I thought...
See, these are fun.
Yeah, they are.
These are all fun ideas.
Yeah.
This is my problem with Doctor Who generally. They're all fun ideas, but they're often let down in the execution.
Yes.
And
or the finale, the way it wraps up.
Yeah, or the finale, or it's mostly just characters running around saying how good Doctor Who is. You know? There's a lot of that. How are the secondary characters in this season?
I think Clara's a good companion. I think that was a good choice to cast her.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a guy called Danny Pink who you see in the last episode as well.
The boyfriend.
I think he's really good.
Okay.
And I'd like to see more of him.
Can you explain to me? Here's one of my questions that I have about Doctor Who. Okay, so...
Why did I become the guy that defends Doctor Who on this show?
So in the finale of Doctor Who, right? Everybody's been turned into... Everybody who's died has been turned into a Cyberman.
Correct.
Right? And he's been killed.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes.
And he comes back as a Cyberman. But he is not under the control of the Master.
Yes.
Because of love.
Because, well... Yeah, exactly.
And also... The father of the current head of UNIT also is not under the control of the Master because of love.
Because of love, yes.
Right. Why is that?
See, that's the thing. And
why are these the only characters in the world that are defiant enough because of the power of love?
Why aren't there
millions of other people out there who are like, I love my kids, I'm not going to kill them, or whatever, right?
Well, that's a really good point. And that's my kind of problem with a lot of Doctor Who is, a lot of the time the answer to the problem is, you can't pin down humanity. Humanity's amazing, and this is why you'll never succeed or whatever. A lot of the time, that's the ending.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
No.
Because quite frankly, humanity is pretty shitty. I don't buy into that.
Like, and it's weird that, you know, the Master has had thousands of years to subjugate humanity or whatever.
Yeah.
And this time, he's like, look, I'll create Cybermen and they'll, you know, we'll take over the universe. But she hasn't factored in love.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people got a lot of love. You think she'd be like, oh yeah, that thing that they've had for thousands of years.
Yeah. Always stopped me.
Yeah, I'll tweak the programming a little bit and switch that off.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Hmm. I mean, there was a bit, I think it might have been the second last episode where Danny could have deleted his emotions.
Yeah, okay.
And he chose not to. I don't know if they, but then they do switch it off.
Yes.
And he's exactly the same.
He is, yeah.
So, love.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't... Go on.
I was going to say, so there's also a supporting character who was on the UNIT version of Air Force One or whatever it is.
The girl with the glasses.
The girl who is Matt, the Matt Smith girl.
Yeah.
Who's clearly a big Doctor Who fan.
Yeah.
She's vaporized.
Yes.
Was she an ongoing popular character?
She was in it a bit. I can't remember which part because I watched this series like really sporadically, so I don't know exactly. Uh-huh. But she said the bow tie's a cool thing, and
she sure did.
Whatevs. Yeah. So that's pretty good,
great,
isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. But you know, what else I thought was really strange: the Master's plan was to wait thousands of years and gather up everybody who's ever died's mind and put it in a hard drive.
Yep.
Then put them all into Cybermen.
Yep.
And then raise the dead. Uh-huh. And then hand the army to Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Thinking that he would then conquer the world.
Correct.
Like, that... Come on.
Yeah, come on, mate.
When
conquer
is that...
the universe, even.
Yeah, when has that ever been his kind of...
It's never been that.
Yeah.
I guess the explanation is women are crazy, which is kind of Stephen Moffat's kind of... Like, women are crazy, they don't know what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. I thought... That's often a complaint about Doctor Who, is the women just be crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Like the girl in the fireplace, that's probably a good example of that not being the case.
Okay, right.
Or maybe it is. Uh-huh. Well, she does spend
maybe
her
I'm
life
being unfair insofar
after.
As I don't watch any Doctor Who, but... Based on what I've seen.
But you know what, though? There is a lot to like about the show still.
Right.
And I enjoy it. Uh-huh. I just don't watch it as kind of religiously as I used to.
Uh-huh.
And I liked the bit at the end how they kind of lied to each other. How
right. yeah, yeah.
She said that he was alive. And I like the choice that Danny made to send that boy back or whatever.
Right, instead of himself. Yeah.
And how Doctor Who was lying and said that Gallifrey was returned.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Which was also... I liked that, though, that she lied to him at the last minute.
Yeah, okay,
she's like,
yeah.
These are the coordinates. Go and check it out. I'm not lying to you. And then
right.
she just turned that she had lied to him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. But why... It's interesting that they took so long to bring her back and then just kind of killed her at the end. Unless she was teleported or something, but...
Yeah... She'll be back, though.
No, no doubt.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah. Mm. No doubt.
I don't think anybody believes that the Master is dead
ever
anymore.
Gone
like
forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I actually didn't...
Like, nobody believes the Daleks are ever gone
no.
forever. Like, nobody believes the Cybermen are gone forever.
But whenever the Cybermen or the Daleks turn up, I just go, ugh.
Again.
Yeah. Like,
it's like a hug from a friend. You're just like, ugh. Ugh. Yeah, no, you're right.
And they do some interesting stuff. Like, that Inside the Dalek stuff was really interesting.
I think they just move the... Like, every season, it seems, they just move the reintroduction of the Daleks to a different episode.
Yes.
In an attempt to surprise people.
Yeah.
Like, when it was... what's his face? Baldy. The first one. Christopher Eccleston.
I don't think he's bald.
He's not really bald. he had the shaved head. Anyway. Yeah. Like, that was, like, episode 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is the Doctor's ultimate villain or whatever, and surprise, it's in episode 6. And then 10, and it was a couple of episodes in or whatever, and then they just switch it around,
they just bring it
hoping
around,
people will be like, oh my god, we didn't expect this.
We always
not this
expect...
Not this episode number. What happened to the Power Rangers Daleks? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember those. I don't know. I guess they're the regular Daleks now?
Yeah, because there were like 5 of them and they
had
different coloured shells.
No, the Ultimate Daleks
ultimate
or whatever.
Daleks. They just disappeared?
Yeah.
We don't see them again?
And they were created by Davros, weren't they?
Correct.
Who turned up briefly and then disappeared forever.
Yeah. No. Maybe they killed him.
Yeah.
Maybe they killed him.
They probably killed him. Yeah. I also find that this happened a few times this episode where the villain wasn't the villain and was a victim of circumstances. Like at the end, it'd be like, this isn't a monster. This person's been manipulated and now you're free.
Uh-huh.
That happened like 8 times.
Really?
Yes. I could probably count them.
Yeah.
The bug in the moon wasn't evil.
Right. It was just a bug in the moon.
Just a bug in the moon.
Yeah, we've all been there.
There was a psychic kind of monster, kind of minotaur looking thing in Time Heist.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Was also not a villain.
Uh-huh.
The Dalek inside the Dalek, I think, wasn't that bad a Dalek.
Oh, sure.
The mummy on the Orient Express turned out to be also a soldier that was just trying to be relieved of his duty.
Uh-huh.
The Master handed over his army at the end.
Sure,
army
yeah.
at the end. I can do this. Danny Pink Cyberman, obviously.
Yep.
That's 6.
Unit Fathers.
Unit Dalek Father.
Cyberman.
Yep.
That's 7.
What
one more. Gonna... You can do it.
Dalek Time Heist into... that's it. That's all I got, I'm afraid.
Okay. If you think of number 8, you get a prize.
Okay. Hang on, I need the episode list. I can do it if I have the episode list in front of me. It's Doctor Who Season 8. Okay, deep breath. Who was the villain in that?
Taking a deep breath.
Yes.
That was the villain.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. There was a really good episode that people like called Listen,
uh-huh.
which was this like kind of psychological fear episode where Doctor Who believed that everybody had the same dream where you wake up, you swing your feet over the edge of your bed, you put them on the floor, and then somebody grabs your foot from under the bed, right? Uh-huh. I don't know if I've ever had that dream. Maybe I have it tonight. I'll let you know. And then it was like, so, and he's like, everybody's being watched by this unseen force, and he's trying to figure out what it is, or if it's even real.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, it turns out that they're not real, that it's his paranoia.
Okay, sure.
And the people were like, that's amazing, but I was like, that's bullshit. I wanted a real monster.
Yeah, definitely. Like the monsters from Monsters, Inc.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did it. I think every one of these episodes nearly, actually.
Nobody's a villain. There's actual villain.
In the forest, in the night of the forest as well, trees appear.
Yes.
Everywhere. Cover the whole planet.
That's what a forest is, mate.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, uh-huh.
And then it turns out why the tree's going to kill us is this the happening again.
Oh, sure, yeah, uh-huh.
And then it turns out that it was just to deflect a solar flare.
Huh.
So there's another example of the bad guys. So most of these are not...
Heroic trees. Okay, yeah.
So there you go. It's pretty much every episode except, I think, the caretaker, which I think was just a flat-out monster.
That's really odd.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway.
Do you think they notice in the writing room?
No. Like, yeah. I don't think they do.
Well,
anyway, whatever.
Okay.
I think every now and then to do that is interesting.
Mm.
But...
Every episode, it's weird.
Yeah. Also, I just want to quickly say...
Maybe it's because they don't want to... Is it because they don't want to commit to, like, a villain? Like, because there's, like, you know, the Daleks are iconic and the Cybermen are iconic or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't want to say, this is the new villain. And
yeah.
And people to go, it's no Dalek, it's no Cyberman or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, no, it's just a good guy and wasn't that a good episode? Yeah. Didn't we learn a lesson, like a moral... Like, if they don't commit, people can't go, well, there's been a... You know, poor quality villains this season.
Yeah. Maybe but I would argue that a lot of the newer villains are better than the older ones.
Oh, yes.
Like the Silence, I think, was a really good one.
Uh-huh. People love those Weeping Angels.
Yeah, Weeping Angels
are
great.
Did they come back?
No, okay, I don't think so. But I think they overused the Weeping Angels in the end.
Uh-huh.
But that's a great episode. Even like the new version of The Master is well, I preferred the last time The Master turned up. That was a great kind of twist.
Yeah.
Do you remember that when he keeps his personality in his watch?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. He was John Sim. I remember that.
Yeah, and there's also an episode prior to that where...
Rogue Traders were in it for some reason. That song.
Oh, they were too.
The Voodoo Child song, yeah. That whole thing,
That dates, doesn't it?
That really dates. That really dates the episode, yeah.
And there's an episode where Doctor Who puts his personality in a watch and then he works at a boarding school.
Oh, yes.
And these monsters turn up to fight him.
Uh-huh.
It's a David Tennant one.
Did it turn out they were just misunderstood?
No, it turns out that they were monsters.
Great.
Right. And at the end, Doctor Who gets out of his watch.
Uh-huh,
he climbs out.
Yep.
And then he basically gives these guys a fate worse than death. He chains one to like a dying star or something by like these incredibly heavy chains. Another one he traps in a mirror and the other one he makes be a scarecrow for eternity or whatever. It's super dark.
Uh-huh.
And the Tennant Doctor was super dark at times. But the twist was the reason that he was running and hid was because he didn't want to kill them.
Right.
And so he's like, you backed me into a corner.
Yep. Now I'm going to kill
you.
Now
you're going to get it. So that was great.
Yeah.
Family of Blood. That's what it's called.
Okay, cool.
Watch those ones.
Is Giles from Buffy in that one? I think he might be.
Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, he's at the other one. He's at the school.
Right,
where
okay.
And he's a gargoyle vampire or something.
Great, love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And K-9's in it.
Great.
But yeah, Giles.
We've learned a lot about Doctor Who
today. Boy, haven't
we?
Also, I think they're paving the way for a female Doctor Who.
How so?
Okay. I think they're testing the waters with a couple of things.
Yes.
Clara's stepping up more than a lot of the old companions have.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, the Master is female.
Yes.
Which means that it's confirmed now that, they may have already confirmed it, the Time Lords can regenerate and change sex.
Right.
Thirdly, they're going to go, we're going to test the waters with an old Doctor Who. People can accept an old man, then I guess they can accept a woman.
Right.
That's what I think they're doing.
Okay, interesting.
I think the next one's going to be a woman, if not the next one, the one after. Or the one after that.
Yeah, maybe. So what you're saying is at some point there may be a possibility that
I think
of the Doctors
sooner
will
rather
be...
than later.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I would say that, but the, like, just... In the logic of the show,
yeah,
the Master is a woman at this point because he's used up all his regenerations.
But like, apparently it's infinite.
They
kind of talked about that this season.
Okay,
where it's
right.
just like, we don't know, whatever.
Right, well, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, go on.
Because I was always under the impression that the Master used up all his regenerations like hundreds
13.
Of years ago.
Yeah.
You get 13, he's used...
Because he becomes a worm, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
In the movie,
like
in
he's
the
run
telemovie.
Yeah, the telemovie. Like, he's run out,
Roberts.
So now he's using different... Now he's using... like different techniques to sustain his life. So maybe this is just another one of those.
But I think the limitations of the, you only get 13 regenerations is if the species is alive and you get a cap on your life.
Oh, and
I think
built
now that
in.
Everybody's dead,
he gets as many as
whatever,
he wants. Nice.
I think.
Okay.
Also, again, I've said this before, he's so excited that Gallifrey's back. But the last time Gallifrey came back...
They tried to kill him, right?
He dropped it into a time vortex and wiped it out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Timothy Dalton was there. But the reason he did that was because...
They're real pricks. They're all real pricks.
The war changed them all.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't come back.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he's looking for them. Mm. Like, it was a good thing. I don't know why he's so conflicted about destroying Gallifrey, because he did it initially, even though it's not really destroyed. He thought he did, and then he did it again as Tenant.
Yep.
I don't know why he cares. Mm. I mean, obviously it's everybody you know, but he knows, he should know that it's for the better.
Mm.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah. I pay out on it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's good episodes.
Yeah, it's like, but he's, in his sense, he's met, I assume, tens of thousands of other people who are his friends and like him or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like...
They're like, we like you, man.
It's like
he keeps
going back to like his high school friends who just, they all live in the same house and they don't, like they haven't moved on and they just smoke bongs all day. And he's like, oh no, I've got to make things right with my old high school friends on Gallifrey. And people are like, no, don't. Just leave them to it.
Yeah.
That house smells weird.
Yeah. Let them sort themselves out.
Yeah.
You got a few friends like that?
Yeah. Let's name them. Let's not.
But that's all I have to say about Doctor Who.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch those heist episodes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. You should watch Family of Blood, though. If you're going to watch any Doctor Who, watch, I think it's a double episode with Tennant.
Okay, cool. I'll write that down.
You know what it's time for?
What is it time for?
What we reading?
Oh, yes. Oh, what we're going to read. That's the other part of that.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm doing the thing.
Okay, what you reading?
Well, I've been reading some stuff, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm actually going to watch this week, it's an Australian comedy.
Oh, yes.
I can see the
good
look,
start,
on, your, look
right?
on your face.
Uh-huh.
It's a black comedy. It's called The Mule.
It's
for digital download. It's got Angus Sampson from Greeks on the Roof.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Not at all.
And Hugo Weaving. It's a digital download. But basically, it's about this drug, this accident.
Hugo Weaving from Proof.
From
the film Proof.
Yes.
And what else has he done that's dumb?
That's it.
That was a good film. It's fine.
He was in V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah.
He was dumb in that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Couldn't even know it was him with
That's
his
right.
face mask.
Yeah. Yeah. What an
he
idiot.
Was Megatron.
He should have taken... Oh, he was Megatron. You're right. Megatron's own. Hugo Weaving. There we go.
But it's basically this drug mule who unwittingly becomes part of this, you know, drug muling thing. And then the police capture him and they're basically waiting for him to pass these drugs through his system.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, it's very like... It's not pleasant to watch because it's quite gross.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, if you can handle that, it's very funny.
Uh-huh.
But it's Australian, so
right.
I'm skeptical because they'll be like, this is a great Australian comedy. I'm like, this isn't good.
Yep.
You just think it's good because there are no good Australian comedies.
Right.
Well, there's like three.
Uh-huh.
And two of them are Crocodile Dundee movies.
Correct.
No, that's not true.
I was in a short film about drug muling.
Well, yeah.
I think it's on YouTube. You can probably look that
What's it called?
It's called Turkey Neck.
Turkey Neck.
It's got some Australian comedians and stuff in it.
What are you doing in it?
I got one line in it.
What is it?
I was just there holding up lights and whatever, and they're like, how do you want it? And I'm like, all right. Yeah.
You're like,
I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh.
I'm not going to spoil it. But you can look that up. I think it's, just go to YouTube and type in Turkey Neck. I think it's on there.
How will they know it's you?
You can see me.
Oh.
I think my name's on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as you appear on screen.
Yes, I get a little pop-up. Yeah, a little pop-up video kind of situation. What I've been reading, I've been catching up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine because that's been back for months.
It's cool, isn't
and
it?
I enjoy that. It's
yeah.
good. It's a good solid show.
It is.
It doesn't blow my mind, but everyone that's
it's,
great.
It's, I put it on par with like Parks and Rec, which I really like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I feel it's getting stronger as well.
Yeah. I feel initially I watched it and I was maybe a little bit let down. Because I'd like 30 Rock and Parks and Rec had come before it.
Yeah.
And it's on par with those, but
sure.
it's not better than that. Like, it's not.
No.
Like, it didn't blow my mind like the first time I saw 30 Rock and like the second season of Parks and Rec, where I'm like, they've really stepped this up.
Yeah.
Like, it's on that level. It's good and it's funny. So
it's not funny enough.
Yeah,
though.
That's right. Thumbs up, though. It's good. Everybody's great on that. Joe Latrullio is great on that.
Is Joe Latrullio?
He's the kind of the nerdy guy. Short sleeve shirts.
Oh, he's good, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's good. Good guy.
I love the captain in it.
Yeah, he's good as well.
The very serious Captain
And I've
Man.
Also been catching up on Amazing Spider-Man, like the current
oh, yeah.
series of that.
After he's come back.
After he's come back. It's good, like it's enjoyable. It's good fun. Spidey's back. Fun loving Spidey's back.
I know him.
The only in Superior Spider-Man when Spider-Man's body was taken over by Dr. Octopus.
And he's put into a watch. I remember.
Yeah, that's classic twist. He falls in love with a girl, this woman, Anna Maria Marconi.
Yeah.
And now that Spider-Man's back, she's kind of taken it in stride. That her true love is gone forever. Like,
yeah.
She's kind of like, oh yeah, guess I'm moving on then. It's a little bit unrealistic, but other than that,
I gotta finish maybe... Superior Spider-Man.
Sorry?
I gotta finish.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But he'll probably come back though, doesn't he? Doc Ock comes back.
Good question.
We'll never know.
We'll never know, exactly. Yeah.
Well, are you up to date on that though?
Yes.
He
hasn't come back.
You're way up to date.
I'm way up to date. It's only been like 8 issues though.
So. Okay, cool. Maybe I'll read that, Mason.
It's pretty good. It's good fun. You like old school Spidey? Having fun times?
Sure.
It's good. Yeah.
It's one of the first comics I ever read. It was a Spider-Man comic. But that's a story for another day, which I think I've already told.
We just told it then.
Yes.
That's pretty much.
This is from, we got a listener reading who wanted to recommend a book recently read called The Girl with All the Gifts.
Uh-huh.
It's written by M.R. Carey, who has done graphic novels for DC, including Batman and Gotham Knights and Marvel.
Oh, yes.
Like X-Men and Fantastic Four. It's really good in its genre.
Uh-huh.
And I never thought I'd get along with. I won't say anything else about it because I think it's really benefited from reading it and not knowing anything about it. Grab those gems.
Thank you.
So yeah, The Girl with All the Gifts.
Love it.
Interesting.
Cool.
Maybe you'll check that out. Maybe it'll take pride of place on my bookshelf along with the Women's Weekly children's book.
Yep. And,
birthday cake.
And
do you see
a Matthew Riley book called Hover Car.
Oh, that's not mine. I lent that. Someone said, this is my favorite book and they lent it to me. And I haven't read it.
It's called Hover Car Racer.
Yes, it is. Weird.
Is that a book for adults? That's so odd.
Next to that is the... They always get these gifts for Christmas from like an uncle. It's called Anatomy of the Spirit. Uh-huh. Talked about this before, but it's all these books like, if you just believe in yourself, your soul will follow your heart and then your dreams will come out of your eyes and you'll live forever or whatever.
Like The Secret.
Yeah.
You get a lot of books that are like The Secret.
I think they're less kind of heavy-handed. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I don't know because I've never read it.
Great. Pride of place.
Pride of place.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, got some letters though for this week.
I'm ready. Let's listen to
this. Is from Isaac Smart from Liverpool, in the UK,
where the Beatles, the four Beatles. The four Beatles are from. I bet if you're outside of Liverpool and you say you're from Liverpool, you get that immediately. And I apologise, but I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yes, I have two questions for you. Are there any Australian superheroes? No, Hugh Jackman doesn't count. Or also, it's pronounced Hugh Jacked Man.
Thank you. It is.
So what do you think?
Do you mean
Firestorm's Australian, isn't he? Or is he bad?
Who are you talking about? You're thinking Pyro.
I am thinking Pyro.
No, I think you mean... does he mean like created in Australia?
The Phantom was created in Australia, wasn't he?
I don't know if he was. Traditionally, the Phantom is Australia's premier superhero. Like he's... Australia's... Like I'd say the best known superhero in Australia is the Phantom, probably. Okay.
The
Phantom of the Opera. Gosh.
Captain Boomerang's not a superhero, but he's
Australian. No, but he's Australian.
He?
No, I think they mean characters created in Australia.
Does he?
Yeah, I think so.
All right,
let's have a look. Because you know, you can just look up.
I have no idea.
No, because we had a tiny little comic book industry.
Did we?
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find... There used to be a team, like a superhero called Southern Squadron. They were kind of like... Hang on, I'm gonna look this up because I remember enjoying. There was a character called the Jackaroo. He was a.
I don't think you could make like a superhero who's Australian. I don't think it'd work if they were like, this guy's so Australian. Look at all these boomerangs and bloody didgeridoos.
Yeah, that's the kind of the.
It's like making a Jamaican kind of superhero who's
It's hard to make a superhero. It's hard for an Australian creator to create a superhero who is also Australian.
Yeah.
And not fall into the tropes of like, well, he's got, you know. He's Captain Australia and he's got an indestructible boomerang.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I found a list. I remember reading... There was
hey! On your bed! Come on. Don't give me the face. Come here. Sorry, go on. While I wrangle this dog.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's a character... I remember reading a lot of... This is I'm going to be taking a shot at a lot of Australian comic creators here.
Please do.
They all seem quite juvenile at the time. Like, there was a character... Like, you know, you'd pick up an Australian comic book and it was kind of like everything about it, they were trying desperately to be really cool
okay.
in the comic book kind of thing.
So it was like big spikes and... Bandoliers.
Yeah, not even really, but just an attitude and all the characters. Well, but I mean, I guess that was the 90s.
Sure.
There's a character called Zero Assassin, and he was kind of like a super cool assassin guy, and everything he did was super cool, and everything he said was
his
super cool.
His kill count was zero?
Yes, just about.
Okay, sure.
I'm trying to remember the... Oh, I remember one.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber Swine. He was a cybernetic police officer, cyborg, also a pig.
Great.
Entertaining. There was a video game.
Okay, cool.
There was a whole... Yeah, okay. Look. Yeah, look, it wasn't great. This was the mid-90s. but yeah, like, there was a... It might have been a Sega CD game or something like that. It was pretty... It's Cyber Swine. He looks pretty cool, right?
Sure, he looks great.
All right.
I think... We don't have an industry. We don't have a comic book kind of writing industry. I know there are writers, but we don't really have...
It's
like
mostly
a...
independent.
Yeah, it's mostly independent. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. But I think a lot of our industry, they're just like a smaller version of other industries.
Yes.
Like our film industry and our music industry is just smaller and worse, basically.
Correct. But look, I'm sure that... You know what? There are probably some people out there doing great stuff. If you are an independent comics creator in Australia, let me know, because I would like to read some...
Some
new stuff would be great.
Some good stuff. Does it have to be good?
Can be mediocre stuff. If you think your stuff is mediocre.
So I hit you up on the Twitter?
Yes. At Wikipedia or the email. Brown? Let me know. Yeah, I'm being excited to hear that. Yeah.
All right.
Here's Zero Assassin, right? Here's that guy. He's looking super cool, but at the same time, on the first cover of his issue, it does say fabulous first issue at the bottom. So that's kind of undercut his coolness right there.
Thank you, Isaac, from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
This is from Derek. Spelled D-E-R-Y-C-K. Huh. I didn't know that. There you go. I've learned something.
Yeah.
The last podcast...
Like Derek Wibley from Sum 41.
Okay.
Probably.
The last podcast came out on my birthday, resulting in me spending the day locked in my room and regular laughs escaping downstairs.
Happy birthday! Hoppa! Smashing plates.
Whilst ignoring party guests... is generally considered rude, I had a great time. Out of curiosity, what would be your favorite websites or apps that you use? Don't know if this has been asked before since I'm a relatively new listener. I wish you all the success. Also, like to be the official producer of long-winded comments.
Love it.
Derek.
Love
it. Happy birthday, Derek. But what are your favorite websites?
Favorite apps.
Apps or websites.
There used to be, you can't get it anymore and it annoys me. There used to be an app.
Clock.
Yeah, looking at a clock. There used to be an app where you could take a photo of all the sides of a Rubik's Cube and it would solve it for you.
Oh, wow.
Right? Which was incredibly, like, it took a really long time to do that. You could just learn the trick and solve it yourself in less time. But I enjoy that novelty.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's great.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Are we talking comics apps, though?
Anything.
Or entertainment apps?
Anything.
Yeah.
I got a few here.
Okay, go ahead.
FaceTime. Camera. App Store.
Are you just listing apps from your phone? Is that
iBooks,
what you're doing? Yeah.
Mail. Safari. Music.
You are, aren't you?
What
I'm
going
to give you the benefit of the doubt for 10 more apps. If you'd just like to list 10 more apps.
I've got a banking app here.
Oh, yes.
I got Cannabolt, which is this Endless Runner.
Endless Runner game,
but it's a really good one. It's like an 8-bit kind of one. I don't really play that much. I got Spotify.
Spotify's the best.
I've got The Room, which is a puzzle app where you got to open a
box.
It's
not based on the film The Room.
It is.
Is it really?
No.
Oh,
I wish it was.
Disappointing for
which everyone. I haven't done yet. Actually, I got a gift for next year.
Yes.
It's called The Room. It's like a puzzle thing in Melbourne. You go inside a room and you've got
an escape room.
Escape room.
Yeah.
And you got to work out how to escape. And I don't know. So I think that's why I got this.
Oh,
but
yes.
I don't think they're related.
No.
I don't really have anything interesting, though. No real interesting apps. You?
Are there interesting apps? I can't do like any kind of gaming app because it just chews up all my time. Even if it's just like solitaire.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, I'll just play one more before I go to bed. I'm like, why? What's the point? I'm wasting so much time here.
Yeah.
Comic book wise, I use Comic Flow and Comixology.
Oh, what's Comic Flow? Is that just a reader?
Yeah, it's a reader.
Okay,
it's
cool. More or less all right, the same. Awesome. Yeah. What about websites that you enjoy? You frequent?
Do I frequent anyone? I certainly frequent the wonderful comicbookmovie.com.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do spend a lot of time on that website, actually, just reading stuff. Because it's, look, and I know, you know, people like it. If you obviously listen to this, you probably go to it. But it's because there's editors from around the world working on it. It updates really quickly.
Uh-huh.
So if anything's new, that's probably the best place to go to. Uh-huh. I go to like an IGN. I don't mind a comingsoon.net. I like Film Drunk a lot.
Uh-huh,
that's less for news, more for like an interesting kind of take on.
Like snarky comments.
Yeah, like snarky comments.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
College Humor, I don't mind. Uh-huh. As there's got sometimes some good stuff. I like Jake and Amir. A lot of people like Jake and Amir. Cracked, obviously.
Yeah.
MrSundayMovies.com soon to be.
I like Snapchat. I'm enjoying that.
Yes, hang you on. Are. You had to take a bizarre Snapchat before we started. Great. What was that?
I can't remember. Yeah, add me on Snapchat, guys. Nick Meso with 5 O's at the end. Don't send me dicks. Don't send me dicks.
Will you respond?
Maybe or maybe not.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. But yeah, I do you listen to a lot of, this is off topic, do you listen to a lot of other movie podcasts?
No.
See, I don't.
I assume we're the best. Yeah. Why would I want to crush that illusion by listening to 10 minutes of anybody else's podcast?
Yeah. Like I try not to, especially similar ones, because I don't want to, I think it influences me. I'm sure a lot of people do this, but I've caught myself doing it. I'll subconsciously absorb something and then regurgitate it, right. Which I think might be my entire personality.
Definitely, yeah. For a while it was just Simpsons quotes. Yeah. Now it's just pieces from other people's movie podcasts.
So I do, well, most of the podcasts I listen to aren't movie ones. Mm-hmm. So do you listen to, we've talked about this, yeah, I'm sure. But yeah, there you go. That's what we're reading for, no, what are we doing?
Something about letters.
Thanks, Derek. Happy birthday. This is from Jason J.
Oh, yes.
We get asked about this all a lot, so I thought we'd address
just knock it on the head.
Yes. Hey, hello, James, junior editor. Just regular editor. Thank you, Jason. Yeah, how dare you. And Meso.
Hello.
One word. Merchandising. Why haven't you? I'd buy like 3.5 t-shirts of Han Solo with a goat head if you had them available, probably. So start pumping them out, you dickheads. You also, you gave me a shout out but mentioned there was already a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. This will not do. I hereby challenge whoever it is to it, wherever the other Spider-Man is, to the first annual adjective extravaganza. I am now the amazing Spider-Man, therefore making myself better than the aforementioned regular Spider-Man. Your move.
Oh, is amazing better than friendly neighborhood then?
Well, which is, good question.
Let's assume yes. Yeah. This guy should fight. Guys, find each other on Snapchat and send each other insulting Snapchats, yes, if you could.
We've not really talked about this at all. We've kind of just dismissed merchandising because it's really expensive to produce. Uh-huh. Is that right?
Now that I think about it, how high res is that image of you that you have, which is Han Solo with a goat head? Because I would wear that on a t-shirt. Like, I wouldn't wear, because I feel if we were going to make something, I couldn't wear a t-shirt with
the logo
of the podcast that I'm on.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like it would be a bit odd, but I would wear a t-shirt with Han Solo with a goat head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Yeah, it's pretty high res. So if not, I could make it more high res. Probably. Maybe. So you're saying that we should do it, but I don't even know how to go about this and whatever. And I feel like we'd print like a lot and then they wouldn't sell and then we'd be stuck with them. Also, I don't want to be sending shit out all day. Right. You know what I mean? Like mailing stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure there's probably websites that kind of print your order and send it off to you.
Well, there's Redbubble. We could put something up on Redbubble. Yeah. See how that goes.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Does it cost?
Doesn't feel official though, you know?
Does it cost anything?
Look, let's put this on the back burner.
All right. So we might do it.
We might do it. Or we might not, but thanks for the idea. Good idea, Goat Han Solo, love it.
How much is a t-shirt at Redbubbles?
Like $26 or something?
US?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm. That's the show for this week.
Great.
Mason.
Yeah.
I thought if you've made it to the end of the show, we don't do this enough, James Sr. made a comment that said, mock dat J.
Oh, yes.
So if you made it to the end of the show, hashtag mock dat J.
Oh, yeah.
To us at?
Oh, you can find us on at Weekly Planet Pod at Gmail. And on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yes.
And I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
And I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And also Patreon if you care to support or not.
Hmm.
Thank you to the
people. A lot of people have been very generous.
It's
on
pretty
that.
Sweet.
Ridiculously generous.
Yes.
Some people cancel your donations. Talk amongst yourselves. 6 people cancel your donations. No, it's fine. You're all great.
Yeah, it's
pretty. We're gonna read that list, but
we don't
understand how that works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk for the themes as well.
Yeah, absolutely, they're great. We're going to do more of those Never Go Back
videos. We are.
Well, we play a video game poorly. And you know what? Having seen the last one, like the first one that came out, I'm kind of jazzed to do more.
Yeah. It came out all right?
Yeah, came out all right.
Because I messaged you, I'm like, what do you think? And you're like, yeah, pretty good. Then I'm like, cool. Then I'm like, wait a minute, what does that mean? Is it not good? Actually, I haven't put it out yet. I'm literally going to put it out after we finish this. So I don't know how people will react to that. It might be too long. It's like 25 minutes. Great intro, though.
Great.
It's okay.
Fantastic.
That's it. That's the show.
Love it.
Brute the Basilisk. Thank you. I think I said that. Next week, I think we might be doing mid-season wrap-ups, depending on which shows wrap up.
Uh-huh.
It might actually be none. It might actually be the week after.
Okay.
So, we'll see how we go.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. Life is a series of mysteries and challenges. And people hugging you when... Don't hug me. That's all I'm saying. I don't like being hugged.
Send him graphic Snapchats instead.
Do you like being hugged? Actually, you know what? If I have a few drinks, I'll love a hug. Uh-huh. But other than that, not a fan.
There you go.
Get away from me. Also, hate the kiss on the cheek. Uh-huh. Stupid. I remember...
Why are we ending on this? I don't care what you remember about this.
I had a group of friends at uni, and yes. You'd be like, I'm going to get a sandwich. And then it'd be kisses on the cheek all around.
From a sandwich? Because you're going to be away for 10 minutes.
Yeah, right? No. Why do you have to press your face against someone else's face? Why?
Let's leave on that.
I do it.
Let's leave on old... old personal display of affection Grinch over here. Let's leave on that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Wrap that jam, guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.